Krishna Book, Canto 3, Vrindavana Kumar, Chapter 12, Scene 4, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. For Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is far greater than such demigods as Lord Brahma, it is not at all difficult to award one the opportunity of merging with Krishna's eternal body. And so, Krishna awarded this to Agasura. Agasura was certainly the most sinful living entity, and it is not possible for the sinful to merge into the existence of the Absolute Truth. But in this particular case, because Krishna entered into the body of Agasura, the demon became fully cleansed of all sinful reaction. Persons constantly thinking of the eternal form of the Lord in the shape of the deity or in the shape of a mental form are awarded the transcendental goal of entering into the kingdom of God and associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so, we can just imagine the elevated position of someone like Agasura, into whose body the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, personally entered. Great sages, meditators, and devotees constantly keep the form of the Lord within the heart, or else they see the deity form of the Lord in the temples. In that way, they become liberated from all material contamination, and at the end of the body, enter into the kingdom of God. This perfection is possible simply by keeping the form of the Lord within the mind. But in the case of Agasura, the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally entered. Agasura's position was therefore greater than the ordinary devotee or the greatest of yogis. Maharaj Parikshit, who was engaged in hearing the transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna, who saved the life of Maharaj Parikshit while in the womb of his mother, became more and more interested to hear about Krishna. And thus he questioned the sage Shukadeva Goswami, who was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam before the king. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.